in on anything that goes on. Okay, we'll call the task force to order. This is the initial meeting of the Police Administration Building Task Force. By way of brief history, this task force was put together by resolution of the council to basically explore the possibility of locating the Police Administration Building at a different site than its current site, and looking at the pros and cons of that possible relocation, the possibility of co-locating with other city offices, such as the city attorney, the municipal court. The premise being, or the genesis of this being, the fact that there's a request to spend $46 million on renovating the existing building. And the third thought occurred to at least myself that if we're going to spend $46 million renovating what is a very unattractive building from an architectural standpoint, we should at least look at the potential of spending that same amount of money, or perhaps a modest amount more, on a new building in a location of the city where there could be potential residual benefits, such as economic development, such as catalytic impact for other developments, not necessarily in the downtown area, and then the potential of redeveloping this site. As many of you may be aware, the University of Wisconsin School of Architecture and Urban Planning has put forth a plan to redevelop MacArthur Square. It is a very exciting plan. It's very interesting. Anyone who's walked through MacArthur Square recently, and I have within the last couple of weeks, and have for 30 years, having practiced law at the courthouse during that time and attended legal proceedings at the municipal court as well, the MacArthur Square space is basically a huge dead zone. There is no one there virtually. It is increasingly being used as a parking lot by police vehicles. The fountains have been turned off. The sidewalks are falling apart. The gardens are not really landscaped anymore. It is a true dead zone in the middle of the city with really magnificent views of downtown. There is a proposal that the university has been advancing to redevelop MacArthur Square. One of the drawbacks or limitations on that proposal moving forward is that there's no real commercial space, tax-based generating space on MacArthur Square. It's all public buildings or nonprofit organizations. This would be a potential site for a for-profit commercial development that could potentially generate tax base. We could also potentially spin off the First District, pursuant to the chief's suggestion that the First District office station be located in a more retail type location, such as on Wisconsin Avenue, perhaps the Royce Federal Building, perhaps the Grand Avenue, to provide a better presence and more animation on Wisconsin Avenue. This relocation initiative could potentially satisfy that goal as well. I will also say that I do not sense a great deal of enthusiasm to even think about this subject. I know the municipal court has indicated some interest, that they would certainly like to explore new space. I have received significant pushback from the Department of Public Works. They came in with a huge fiscal note to hire consultants, and no one ever talked about hiring. The resolution specifically says we'll not spend any money, yet we get a fiscal note of $40,000. We switch the staffing to Department of City Development, and they come in with a $40,000 fiscal note, this time for staff time. And it's the first time in 6 years that I've ever had a department issue a fiscal note for existing staff time. A clear in message to me that they're not interested in looking at this idea. We now have this staffed by the clerk's office, which is a distinct disadvantage because the clerk's office, while very well-meaning and capable of great energy and initiative, don't have access, immediate access, to all the land use data that would logically be a part of this process. So we add an extra step of the clerk's staff having to go to the Department of City Development staff to generate the data, which I felt the Department of City Development could just generate in the first place, but apparently not. $40,000 of staff time is going to be taken to staff this committee. Our end game is to make a recommendation to the Capital Improvements Committee on how to proceed. So this isn't a matter of going to, and we can, I suspect we could recommend that we do nothing. We just go ahead and spend $46 million on phased renovations of the existing building, or we could renovate, or we could recommend that yes, something should be done. Here's a rough outline of what we think is the way to proceed and recommend to the Capital Improvements Committee that they recommend to the full council the hiring of architects, engineers, to do a full-blown analysis with cost estimates. If anyone sees any other all possible outcomes, you know, please speak up. Yeah, sure, Michael.
I know there was a study done about 5 years ago, correct?
Right.
Actually, it was 18 years ago.
You're talking about there was one in 94 and most recently just completed.
Time
for the remodeling.
Yeah.
So the original one was done, Alderman, in August 31, 1994.
And then what's the most recent data that we have?
The most recent is in this year, in April of 2010, which was to estimate the cost of remodeling the existing building.
Well, is there any way to, you know, dust off the ancient old study and try and do it cheaply by using construction cost as a inflation escalator from that point in time to try and give us a better, I assume that's what you've done and the police department have done and trying.
But it would be a different building.
Yeah, and that's the other issue. It'd be a substantially.
I believe by going to the old study, there's two things that the old study may not have captured: all the changes that have happened in the police department, such as District 1, how some things might have been taken apart. So that may be missing, but the building, size of the building is physically remained pretty much constant. So I would imagine that no matter how we look at it, that the cost will not change substantially for remodeling.
Okay. In terms of a, you know, a new building, in terms of what it would look at in terms of the cost for the police department, I know the chief had testified at the Capital Improvements Committee. He felt the cost would be $100 million, approximately.
I believe so.
And that was based on, what was that based on?
I think that was based on the figures that we got from Epstein Ewan, who did the most recent study.
Okay.
The 94 study would be 118.
Well, you know, the chief didn't testify to that, but I think it came to.
Michael, I know nobody testified to that.
Okay.
But nobody testified to that. That was Judy Pell extrapolating from an estimate provided in 94. It was off the wall figuring. It was totally. It was a useless number put out there, and now everybody's talking about that number. That is three times the construction cost per square foot of University Club Tower is what she came out with a number of $118 million. That is three times the per foot construction cost of the most expensive building in the city of Milwaukee.
And
that's an absurd number.
Well, Mr. Chairman, just let's hear the police.
I don't know exactly where Judy Pell got those numbers from. My understanding is that was from Epstein Ewan. My understanding is wasn't there a $90 per square foot difference between remodeling versus building new of something comparable?
Mm-hmm.
The 94 study, correct me if I'm wrong, but the 94 study looked at not only maintaining or building on the existing footprint of the police administration building, but also it looked at external buildings, existing buildings. I think they were looking at the old hospital, whereas the 2010 study looked simply at remodeling PAB without expanding upon the footprint.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just trying to get to the point where we could, on the cheap, try and determine what would be feasible if comparing to remodeling and new construction. And if Judy had, Ms. Pell had something that was based on some solid numbers, I think we should know about that. But if it's more or less a kind of a guesswork, I mean, where could we find a more substantial analysis done that wouldn't involve spending a lot of money? Is your department just not capable of?
I think we'll have to go back to Epstein Ewan once again, Alderman, for the simple reason that they have already spent enormous amount of time in this most recent study, and they could tell us that what a comparable building might cost. But another thing that might enter the picture is that do we also include certain additional square footages, like for our muni courts and all this, that how do we, so if there was some kind of slight idea of a program, that this is the program we'd like to cost, I think we can come up with some estimate.
I mean, there, like when you're building any building, there's certain estimates you'd base on a square foot, like a higher end, like university towers, you know it's going to be, you know, marble sinks and things like that. Is there anything in the industry standard for police departments, like, or are they all across the board in every city?
They may be, but it can still be adjusted for local construction costs. So we can make a stab at it.
Okay. I
think based on square footages and some agreement that, yes, that is the square foot and type of
I mean,
of
you would
program.
Have to make some very big assumptions. Right. So, I mean, one of the assumptions, you know, maybe you would make if the land was free, right. for example, mm-hmm. or very low cost.
Right.
You know, I'm sure Grand Avenue would probably pay us to locate it there. So, I mean, things like that would
and
be
parking helpful. Would be another issue that do we consider parking or leave it alone at this time? You know, so those are the type of things that if we are given some guidance, we can go back and try to bring some information forward.
Because I think in the end, it's important for taxpayers to make sure that we're looking at this in a holistic approach. And in fact, we may find that the chief is absolutely accurate that this is the cheapest option to go that way, but it is a large contribution to make. At the same time, you know, if the costs come in within, you know, 10% of the remodeling, then we may take the next stage to look at further analysis. But if we come back and we're comfortable that the costs are simply twice as much, then I think we get our answer and we proceed accordingly. But I think the direction that at least I think we're trying to get is just more information at this point in time. So we as a committee need to give you some direction
right.
as to what do we think would be appropriate. I guess in that context, I would really end up asking the police department, saying, you know, if you know, not the Taj Mahal here, but I mean, if what you need to have a replica of the first police district for our new building,
the old building,
yeah, what do you think you would need, and then we try and run the numbers in the next few days or mm-hmm. next few weeks, and then come back to the committee and then make a decision then.
You know, my recommendation would be, I believe we had $200,000 budgeted for the study that Ewing Epstein did. And I don't know exactly how much money's left, but there is some money left. There was a significant amount of staff time that was spent with their architects, learning about our current organizational structure, current needs, current workflows and efficiencies. Their report is based upon, like I said before, the current footprint. So the report is based on that. And I think it would be a wise idea, assuming there are some additional funds that already exist, is go back to Ewing Epstein and say, PAB current footprint notwithstanding, what would your next recommendation be, either expanding the PAB or going elsewhere? Because they're already knowledgeable about Milwaukee Police Department 2010.
Sure.
Alderman?
Yes, Christine.
Might I also suggest, we were not at all, as you know, involved or consulted in the Epstein-Ewing recent study. And talking to the DPW staff architect in charge of the project, I talked to him about, you know, what that meant for the municipal court. And I said, does this mean that you're going to put sprinklers on six floors but not on one floor? And they said, yes. I said, you're going to replace the windows in six floors but not on one floor? And they said, yes.
You're kidding me.
No.
Who told
and
you that?
Apparently that's what, and for.
That's true? You're going to remodel six floors of a seven-story building?
It should have been looked at more comprehensively, Alderman, but I believe the cost for remodeling might have just looked at the police administration
yes.
building
and so I guess
section.
My point is, not to sort of, you know, get everybody all upset, but my point is in terms of doing the comparisons of the cost is ultimately certainly that's not going to happen. You can't do that in a building, so that the remodeling cost would likely not be $46 million, but would be $46 million plus whatever would be, because they were, I don't believe even that they have factored in the cost. They would intend to reconnect our 1983 thermostats to a new HVAC system, for example. And so they were going to do nothing. And so I think that would need to be included in the remodeling cost in order to have a reasonable comparison of the project.
Well, to DPW and the police department, when were you going to tell us that number?
I don't think the police department, it's DPW.
It's,
yeah.
Well, who?
DPW.
Who's ultimately responsible for this building?
DPW.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean.
Well, the chief did all the talking about
what was going to be remodeled and what it was going to cost and how much it would cost to build a new building. And yeah. It's been the chief of staff of the police who's telling everybody it's $118 million with numbers out of thin air. So where's DPW on this?
I'll have to, Alderman, in all reality, just to make sure that I am not giving you some numbers or certain information that's not correct. I like to go back and find out exactly what was missed out of this original study so we can capture that portion in it.
And I, you know, from experience, you know, one of the things that the public get very upset about is that when somebody lowballs the project intentionally, and then it comes in substantially higher, and people are justifiably angry. So, you know, I think before we expend a dollar, that you need to come back before not only this committee, but certainly Capital Improvements Committee with a more accurate number of what it is. I mean, it's a little surprising to hear from the head of the municipal court that no one had bothered to pick up the phone and said, oh, by the way, the first floor of this seven-story building, we're not going to touch. That's the first that this is being told at this committee level. I mean, that seems to be not an insignificant oversight. So, I mean, remodeling the first floor would probably be substantial because not only the windows, but the heating system. And I'm sure I've heard from Judge Mosley and other court officials about they feel that, you know, they have some security issues too. So I think that would be a priority to get back to us on that.
Yeah. I mean, that changes our baseline. It's almost difficult to even proceed any further without knowing that it's not $46 million, it's $56
million. And Alderman, if yes. I might, as you know, we have a fairly big operation right. on the second floor of the police administration building with hundreds of people a day coming in. So I don't know. I haven't been consulted. I don't think our office was either. And how any of the proposed remodeling affects our operation. But even if it did, one of our big concerns is making sure that during the work, during the progress of the work, our access is maintained, security is maintained. So if you could just look at that when you're looking at this too.
And of course, this raises a question which I've had discussions with Christine on and with the chief judge about the possibility of splitting these operations off. Of perhaps maybe just moving the municipal court and its city attorney's office, moving them out of the police administration building and let the police stay there, but move you folks into the neighborhood, because I'm not always sure that works, having a courthouse and a police station, to be honest with you. I mean, there's a lot of people who, for a variety of reasons,
arrested.
Don't like coming to the police station to go to court. And you know, obviously, I have a site in my district. I'm prejudiced in favor of that site, 27th of Wisconsin. It's close to downtown. It's on major bus routes. It would be a great municipal court location in terms of accessibility to residents of the city. You'd be bringing a lot of folks into that neighborhood who would presumably patronize restaurants, retail establishments, other potential developments. I would like to see the entire operation moved to 27th of Wisconsin, but I see we're going to probably have a big fight with the police department over that issue. But perhaps there should be a discussion of splitting these operations off, since they never included the cost of remodeling your space in the first place.
Well, I think the first thing we should do is just find out what the real cost
right.
is before we make any decisions. And so I think they can come back. I mean, there is great efficiencies with the reality of having a municipal court within the police for, you know, common sense issues, right? I mean, though I understand the public.
I'm not sure that's true, though.
Well,
you have that much interaction. It's not like the police witnesses are not coming to immunity court much as a circuit court. And then they go right to circuit court. They really don't sort of muster at the police headquarters. I mean, that seems to be a surmountable issue.
The access issues, I think, are primarily our bailiffs and the security. I think other issues such as the ID issues and things like that could probably be fairly easily solved in a technology solution.
Okay. I guess I was thinking more of efficiencies and security in terms of having officers on site.
Yeah.
The municipal court is not circuit court, but, you know,
there
are situations where I'm sure the judges are grateful that the law enforcement is there.
Well, Alderman, if you saw the angry parking tickets
yes.
will we have? You want security?
Let me assure you, I deal with those people on a daily basis.
But at the same time, I think we got to step back here. I think the first thing first is get a true cost of what this real remodeling cost is. And I think you need to sit down with the city attorney, Grant Langley, Christine Hendricks, along with the chief judge, municipal court, and come back to us. And then the capital improvements committee, and maybe use some of that money that you have that's remaining in the account for Ingleburn and Anderson. I guess I would ask you to go back and look at your scope of services and explain to us why no one considered the whole building.
I'll definitely be doing that, Alderman.
Okay.
All right, that sounds like a weird to me. So our next order of business, picking the next date. How does July 6th work for everybody?
Is that
1:30 in the afternoon?
It's not a furlough
day. What day is
it? No, that's not. No. That's on Tuesday.
I'm not going to be able to attend, and our new chief of staff starts the next day, July 7th. He'll be, of course, taking over as representative from the police department.
Okay. Is everyone else good with July 6th?
I am.
Okay, we'll do it July 6th.
At 1:30, did you say?
1:30, please, yes. Okay, we stand adjourned.